理课堂听 class.com。
The search for a wife. Sarah had grown very old. She lived long enough to see Isaac reach manhood before she passed away. Shortly afterwards, Abraham decided it was time for Isaac to take a wife. There were many beautiful women in Canaan.But Abraham didn't want Isaac to marry one of them. He wanted to find a woman from his native land who loved and worshipped God as Abraham and Isaac did. Abraham sent a servant to find a suitable young woman and bring her back.
"The woman may not be willing to make such a long journey," said the servant. "Would I then bring Isaac to her?"
Abraham refused.He knew it was God's plan for Isaac to stay there in the promised land and build a great nation.
"If the woman won't come back with you, I will release you from your promise," Abraham told the servant.
The servant left the next day. He took 10 camels and loaded them with lots of gifts and supplies. On the way back to Abraham's homeland,The servant prayed to God and asked for help to find the right woman. By the time he reached the town, he had a plan. Many young women were gathered at the well as he entered the town. They offered water to travelers as a gesture of kindness.
"If one of these women offers to get water for my camels also, I will know she is God's chosen one."
About that time,A beautiful young woman walked up to where the servant was kneeling.
"May I have some water?" asked the servant.
The woman offered her water jar to him.
"Do your camels need water too?"
she said, dipping the jar in the well again. She filled a trough with plenty of water for the animals.The servant knew he had found the woman that Isaac would marry. When he asked her name, she told him she was Rebekah and that she was from Nahor's family. The servant rejoiced because Nahor was Abraham's brother. He gave Rebekah some of the gifts he had brought and asked if they could go meet her father. He wanted to ask permission to take Rebekah back to marry Isaac.Rebekah's family was happy to greet the servant when they heard he was sent by Abraham. They consented to the request of the servant to take Rebekah back with him right away. The family agreed that the marriage would be a good one. They helped her to pack her things. The servant gave the family many gifts he had brought with him on his camels. Then he thanked God for leading him to Rebekah.They set off the next morning on the long journey. It was many days before they reached Canaan. As they entered Abraham's fields, they saw a young man walking towards them. That was the first time Isaac and Rebekah had ever seen one another. But they knew from the very beginning that they were meant to be together. God blessed the marriage of Isaac and Rebekah as he promised Abraham he would.Isaac loved Rebekah very much and took good care of her. But it was many more years before God fulfilled his promise that Isaac and Rebekah would bear grandchildren for Abraham. The Twins. Isaac was very surprised one day to find out that Rebekah would have twins. According to the law, the firstborn son was to receive most of his father's land and money.Isaac and Rebekah named the first twin Esau and the second Jacob. Although they were twins, Esau and Jacob were not very much alike at all. The older brother liked to hunt in the woods, and the game was much to Isaac's liking, while Jacob liked to stay in tents and was favored by Rebekah. Esau came in from hunting one day.He had not eaten all day and was very, very hungry.
Let me have some of that stew, said Esau, seeing Jacob was cooking a stew.
Jacob wanted to be head of the family one day and have all its riches. He said to Esau,
I'll give you something to eat if you'll give me your birthright in return.
Esau was more concerned about being hungry than about something that would happen many years in the future.
Yes, you can have it, said Esau. If you don't feed me now, I'll starve anyway.
Jacob handed Esau the bowl of stew, and he ate until he was satisfied. The day soon came for Isaac to give his blessing to the firstborn son. He called to his son Esau and asked him to kill a deer and fix him a special stew.
I must give you my blessing soon, said Isaac, for I am very old, and I will not live much longer.
Rebekah heard what Isaac said. She remembered God had told her that her younger son would lead the family. That meant Jacob must be the one to receive Isaac's blessing. She ran to find Jacob.
Kill two goats for me to cook,
she told him.
I will make a good stew. Your father's eyesight is very bad. He will think you are Esau and give you the blessing.
Rebekah fixed the stew and brought some of Esau's clothes for Jacob to put on. She also tied skins from the goats they had killed around Jacob's hands, since Esau had hair on his arms and chest.
Here is your stew, father, Jacob said.
Isaac took the bowl from him.
You sound like Jacob, he said.
Then Isaac touched his son and felt the goat skin on his hands. They felt hairy like Esau's. So Isaac settled back and began to eat the stew. The stew that Rebekah had fixed for Isaac tasted so good, Isaac ate every bit. When he was done, he touched Jacob's head and blessed him with the blessing he meant for Esau. Jacob left and hurried away to hide. Not long after that, Esau returned from hunting. When Esau walked into his father's tent, Isaac knew right away he had been fooled by Jacob. He had given the birthright and the special blessing to the wrong son.
Esau yelled aloud, "As soon as our father dies, I will find Jacob and kill him."
Rebekah heard this. She was very frightened. She knew Jacob had to get away from his brother. Jacob had not yet married, so Rebekah told Isaac that Jacob should go back to her homeland to find a bride. Isaac knew it would be better for his son to marry a woman who believed in God. Esau had married two women from Canaan. They worshipped idols made of stone. This made Isaac sad because he loved God. He told Rebekah to send Jacob on his way. God speaks and promises to Jacob. Jacob set out for Haran, the land of his mother's people. He found a piece of stone flat enough to use as a pillow when he stayed at a place. So he lay down to sleep for the night. Jacob began to dream of stairs that reached up into heaven. He could see angels walking up and down the stairs. A voice called out to him, and he saw God standing next to him. I am the God of Abraham and Isaac, God said. I made a promise to them that I will now make to you. You will return to this land one day, and you will have many children who will live over all the earth. God promised Jacob that he would always be with him and care for him. Jacob woke up feeling full of God's love. To thank God, Jacob built an altar using the stone where he'd laid his head. Then he prayed to God and promised that if God would truly look after him and bring him home, Jacob would serve God always. Jacob called the place Bethel because it means house of God. Jacob continued his journey until he came to the well at the entrance to Haran, his mother's homeland. He asked the people there if they knew Laban, who was Jacob's uncle.
"That is his daughter Rachel," they said, pointing to a girl coming towards them.
Jacob helped her to water her flock of sheep. She took him home to meet her father. Laban invited Jacob to stay at his house and help him tend his sheep. He offered to pay Jacob fair wages for his work. After Jacob got to know Rachel, he knew what he wanted.
"I will work for you for 7 years," he told Laban, "if you will let me marry your daughter, Rachel."
Laban agreed to the marriage, and Jacob worked hard for 7 years. The wedding feast took place as planned. That night, Laban took the bride to Jacob's tent. It was so dark that Jacob could not see his bride. In the light of the dawn, Jacob discovered that he had actually married Rachel's sister, Leah. Laban had tricked Jacob into marrying her because she was the oldest.
"You can marry Rachel also," Laban told Jacob. "But you will have to stay and work for me another 7 years."
Jacob felt he had no choice. He loved Rachel very much. He cared for both sisters along with their servant girls, and soon they began to bear him children.
Jacob's return. Rachel was the last of Jacob's wives to have a child, a baby boy named Joseph. Jacob finally had everything he wanted. One day he told Laban he planned to go back to his home. Laban did not want Jacob to leave. He persuaded Jacob to stay with offering favorable conditions. However, Laban and his sons were not content with Jacob gradually. They tried to think of ways to cheat Jacob. God was true to the promise made to Jacob at Bethel. God looked after Jacob and all his family and told Jacob it was time to return to Canaan. The next day, Jacob and his family left on their journey without telling Laban they were going. When Laban found out they were gone, he followed after them. He soon joined up with them, but only to tell his daughters and their children goodbye. Jacob wanted to return home, but he dreaded to see his brother Esau. Esau had vowed to kill him after their father Isaac died, but Isaac was still alive. Jacob decided to send two messengers ahead to tell Esau that he wanted to make peace with him. The messengers returned to Jacob with the news that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 soldiers. Jacob became very frightened. He prayed to God for help. He sent many gifts to Esau, then took his family across the Jordan River to be safe. That night, Jacob was alone. Someone came out of the darkness and attacked him. They wrestled throughout the night. Finally, the stranger touched Jacob's hip, knocking it out of joint. Jacob was hurt, but he would not stop wrestling.
"What is your name?" asked the stranger.
"My name is Jacob."
"I'm going to change your name," the stranger said. "You will be called Israel, for you have fought with God and with man and prevailed."
The stranger blessed Jacob and went on his way. Jacob was thankful, for he had been face to face with God, and God had spared his life. Brothers meet again. Jacob gathered his family the next day, and they went out to meet Esau. Jacob walked in front. He wanted to be the first to greet his brother. If Esau still wanted to kill him, maybe he would go ahead and do it and leave his family alone. At last, Jacob was face to face with Esau. He bowed to him 7 times. Esau ran towards him, throwing his arms around him. Jacob hugged him back. He was happy to be friends with his brother again. Esau asked about the people with Jacob.
"These are the children God has blessed me with," said Jacob.
He brought out the servants and their children first. Then he introduced Leah and Rachel to his brother.
"What were all those other animals that came before you?" he asked.
Jacob explained that he had many sheep and goats in his herds. He wanted to share them with his brother. Esau thanked Jacob and asked him if he could continue on with them on their journey. Jacob told him to go ahead since they could not travel as fast as Esau's group. Again, Jacob felt blessed because God had helped him make peace with his brother.